Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, grace and peace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. And I welcome you to the month of September as the year proceeds quickly, as it seems like they always do, especially the older we get. Today, I think we can finish the 21st chapter of the book of Acts. And the reason I say I think, it's actually a pretty good chunk of scripture, verses 26 through 40, but the story pretty much tells itself if you take your time with just minimal commentary as you go. Beginning in verse 27. When the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him. 7 days has been the rite of purification that Paul submitted himself to. We talked about yesterday what a mistake it was to go back on. Basically, he's going back on, in some respects, his message of grace to appease a crowd. It's a weakness that Paul has, and it's going to cost him dearly. The Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law, and this place. And furthermore, he also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. Now as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the commander of the garrison that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. He immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul." Now we've had the intervention here by the Roman commander of the guard. The Jews are desiring to kill Paul because he's been, they say, teaching against the people, the nation, and the temple. We know for a fact, based upon Paul's teachings, he has been doing exactly that. He's been teaching people to enter into Christ and abandon Moses. That's called apostasy. That's what they accuse him of back in verse 21. Paul backs off of it a little bit under public pressure, but now he's being, they're going to condemn him to die, but the Romans step in because the Jews don't have any authority to do this. He takes soldiers and centurions, runs to them. When they see the commander, they stop beating Paul. Verse 33, "Then the commander came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains. And he asked who he was and what he had done. And some among the multitude cried one thing and some another. So when he could not ascertain the truth because of the tumult, he commanded him to be taken into the barracks. And when he reached the stairs, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the mob. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, 'Away with him.'" So you can see a very angry crowd. Again, as I said, this story just sort of flows downstream. It tells itself. Verse 37, "As Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, 'May I speak to you?' He replied, 'Can you speak Greek?'" And I think that "can you speak Greek" is so that they can converse outside of the Hebrew tongue. "Are you not the Egyptian," this is what the commander asks him, "are you not the Egyptian who some time ago stirred up a rebellion and led the 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness?" But Paul said, "I'm a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I implore you to permit me to speak to the people." Insignificance, the word mean. "So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hands to the people, and then there was a great silence, and he spoke to them the Hebrew language, saying," and then that starts 22. We'll go into what he preaches tomorrow, but I want to point out that he's asked, "Are you not the Egyptian that stirred up a rebellion and led 4,000 assassins into the wilderness?" By the way, this is just another example from the book of Acts of those who raise up, calling themselves a Messiah, calling themselves a leader. Jesus warned Israel about this in Matthew 24. You're seeing a little bit of that fulfillment there in Acts 21. We'll start the sermon and the 22nd chapter of Acts tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.